The regular meeting of the Taney County Planning Commission. Mr. Coxey, if you'll please establish a quorum.
Mark Blackwell. Jim Bronner. Randall Cummings.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Sarah Kleinfelter.
Here.
Sean Pingleton. Frank Preston.
Here.
Joy Staples. Carl Pratt.
Here.
Madam Chairman, we do have a quorum.
Yes, we do. The procedures for this evening's meeting, please.
This is the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting procedures. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division 3 application presented at the previous Monday's public hearing and to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and decided upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Chairman or the Commission. If you do not accept the decision of this Commission, you may appeal to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concepts will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called, and at that time, please come forward and address the Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the Commission. And you may leave after your case has been heard.
Okay. Let's move on then to, we need to approve the minutes of March 20th, and the dates again are the dates of those two meetings. I don't know that I have.
March 8th and March 15th.
Okay, March 8th and March 15th. Anybody wish to make a motion to approve the minutes of March?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, Mr. Cummings, a second.
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of March 8th and 15th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Final vote for Bee Creek Storage. And Mr. Ingerman, I see you there. And if I can kind of summarize your letter, because I don't know that there is significant new information other than the fact that you have given us a copy of the covenants.
And the plat.
And the plat and the restrictions. Out of courtesy to you, though, if there's anything, any new information that you wish to add, we'd give you an opportunity to do that.
I think the letter pretty much.
Right.
I'll be very short.
Okay.
I think the letter pretty much says that. The only thing, there's one typo in there, and then I think one word that shouldn't be in there. But I think the essence of the letter is in there, and I think you probably understand what I'm trying to say. So I won't even go into that unless there are any other questions that you might have.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And then members of the commission discussion. Mr. Padgett, I believe, just came in. Is that correct? Okay. So he's available if you have questions for him.
Madam Chairman, you had requested several issues from Mr. Padgett. Dealing with lighting, lot split, letter from the city of Ransom, terracing, driveway areas, and security. So just to refresh your memory.
Okay. And so do you want to deal with those? Let's talk first of all about the Branson connection with this. Is
our
annexation issues.
As I mentioned our last time in, the before we really should consider this, we'll have to make sure that the house is connected to the Branson sewer, or we cannot consider this at all because we would have less than 2 acres on a septic system, even though this particular part of the project will not be going on any kind of sewer. So it is important that that house be onto the sewer system, and with that rose the issue of is this a voluntary annexation agreement? Are they going to have any special requirements or anything for you on that? So that's basically where that went. So.
Okay, and so that didn't go anywhere, is what you're really saying. We don't have any
information. We were waiting to find out tonight. Mr. Padgett was supposed to bring you a letter.
Okay, and Mr. Padgett, do you have anything pertaining to the annexation and the connection of the property without being split?
The city will not. City's not going to annex for several years.
Right. Oh, you may want to come forward.
Sure. I spoke to the city planning city building department today, and so they didn't have time to give me a letter. But the their plans is, it's kind of on a back burner, so to speak. They are going to annex it sometime, but it won't be for several years, they told me. And they will start with the property that adjoins the city. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but it's quite a ways from where this property is. They will annex that first and then just keep progressively moving north, I presume.
Are any of the properties in Cozy Cove, has that area been annexed at all? So that's still... Okay.
That's still county. Yeah, the Cozy Cove is.
The old high school is as far north as Brown.
Is that where it is? Yeah.
Okay.
So on the annexation, they're not planning on annexing for several years, they told me. And then the, what was the other?
The sewer issue, which means you're either in county compliance as you are right now, or you're out of county compliance if you add and do a lot split.
Right. I've got the permit to add this, to hook onto the sewer. I haven't got to it yet, but I'm planning on getting that done.
Okay. And we're referring to the house that is on the property.
The house that's on.
So it will be hooked onto the county sewer.
Mm-hmm. This summer. Yeah. I think there were some other issues. I don't know whether you want to get into them or not.
Lighting was an issue. Yeah. And hard surface, and you were going to give us a map, I think,
of what needed to be started.
Excuse me, traffic access through the property.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
The city does not require hard surfacing. They would like to see that, but they don't require it. And the same as water retention, they would like to see it, but they don't require it. So, you know, I would accommodate. I would not do the hard surfacing, but I would accommodate some kind of a water retention in with a berming with landscape. You know.
One of our issues I remember was with the placement of the buildings and making sure there was accessibility and driveways, and that you were still within setback requirements for the county.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And do you have a map showing that?
Yeah, I do. I drew that up. I think I got four or five copies here. As far as the lighting, I was going to do directional. I thought probably the best thing to do would be directional lighting on the buildings, pointing directly down and limiting the exposure out. So I'm looking at maybe two corners of each building, pointing directly down and away from the residences. And then those are indicated by the letter A. Mm-hmm. And then B is the gravel lot. There will be gravel in between all the buildings, and then access will be from the driveway to the north, because that's relatively flat there from that driveway.
Okay, explain traffic flow again, especially now that you've added the terracing in here.
Well, they will come into the driveway and then just make a right turn into that first row of buildings. Uh-huh. Because, like I said, that is relatively flat there. And then to access that third building up above the terrace, they would turn to the right and kind of follow the driveway up to that other building, because that'll all be gravel right in there.
Did we talk about buffering and the way in which this land sits? that's mm-hmm. almost an impossibility for you because you're right on a promontory point.
Uh-huh.
So buffering to lower visibility in the midst of a residential neighborhood is almost impossible for you to do.
You say impossible?
Well, I mean...
Well, for instance, if you look at this, where this adjoins this residential track here, I guess to the east, looking at this piece of paper, the buffering distance is 30 feet. So if they would decide that nothing goes in that 30-foot buffer, such as a driveway or anything like that, then you can't get around that building on the back side. Mm-hmm. So... And you know that's our minimum buffer. They can make it long or bigger if they would so choose to, for residential privacy or something like that. But
if you put up a fence,
if you put up a fence, you could still have cars driving right down between that building and the fence, and that may be acceptable to you. It may not be acceptable to you. But there have been times, depending on the kind of business, where they've said from the property line you go back 30 feet and then put up your fence. Or you know, in from this property line, 30 feet, nothing will be disturbed. That will be a buffer area, and then you can put. But they also may say that's acceptable to them. But do be aware that in that 30-foot buffer area there would be the probability of driveway access.
You're talking about the lower right-hand corner again.
Yes.
That's the 30-foot that you're dealing with there. Yeah.
Now that's. That's new to me. I didn't know there was a 30-foot buffer zone. I was told there was to be buffers, which could be a fence, could be berms with landscaping, you know, live plants on it. But I had never heard that before, about a 30-foot setback for a buffer.
I believe when we talked, we told you the buffer was 30 feet and everything. Is what we said. You didn't. I don't know that we elaborated on that anymore or anything like that.
But that doesn't mean he has to have 30 foot
of
vegetation.
Right.
If that's where
right.
the confusion
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Sometimes it's done with fence, sometimes it's done with vegetation, sometimes it's done with space, you know, depending on the kind of business and what's going on there.
Well, if it was a 30-foot setback and then the fence, that project wouldn't work. I don't think.
You're tight.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
very tight on measurements. Gentlemen, questions for Mr. Padgett? Okay. Then you may want to sit down.
Okay.
We'll continue our deliberations and so your feelings on this particular proposal, gentlemen.
Madam Chairman, I got a real problem with putting a commercial development in this residential area. This is all residential there. It's not compatible, and I think that's one of the things that is our responsibility is seeing that other property that's developed is compatible with the area. We talk about privacy fence, and the way this is located, you can't hardly build a fence tall enough to hide this from that residential area. And I've got a real problem of approving this type of business here in this residential area.
Okay. Other comments, discussion?
My feelings are very similar.
Okay. We ready to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to be denied based on not being compatible and not being able to buffer screening the residential property that surrounds it.
Okay.
The fact that it would be the only commercial property in that area.
Okay, and council?
I was just going to add what he just added, that it was the only commercial in the area, residential area.
Okay, and is there a second then?
A second.
Okay, Mr. Cummins seconds. Further discussion? Question? All those in favor of the proposal to deny the project, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Sorry. Yes, we do. We do have a quorum. Right.
What's a quorum?
Five out of nine.
And we're at five. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, moving along. And we're losing the audience.
Last week, we do be aware, in the paper, gone. He can't appeal his decision to the Board of Judgment. You get the same notification and anything like that.
Thank you.
Okay. last week, we heard the concept for Bill Majors, mm-hmm. and I believe we instructed them that they wouldn't necessarily have to show up tonight since mm-hmm. we'd already heard that. Mm-hmm. But I did want to bring that back to your attention. That was the Highway 160 project out here that is operating right now under an emergency waiver. So that's what that is on your agenda.
I just have to say that every time I drive by that building, which now has a building, and you'll fully embedded with all of the required drainage things, that it makes our process look really bad, but I understand things happen in glorious kind of ways.
And we might should discuss another time what we consider emergencies for that we would approve. because they come to me, and what's supposed to happen is I'm supposed to determine if it's emergency or not, and then present it to the commission uh-huh. For them to vote on. Now, that doesn't mean they can't go around me and go straight to the commission.
Right.
But, you know, I felt like these people were in a situation that...
And the situation was that the tire equipment was coming
in.
It
was a situation of their own making, but nevertheless, in a situation, I don't know where they got their information from.
Okay. But that is horse and wagon getting somewhat confused, I think.
And sometimes you can learn a good lesson if you have to wait.
I think that's probably true. So, or have to undo.
But sometimes they only do this once in a lifetime, too. So they might have learned a good lesson to share with other people.
So it's a once-in-a-lifetime learning experience for them. Okay, but I would question what they might have learned.
Well, I think we'll get a good... if anybody ever comes to them and say, I don't need this, I'll go, ho, ho, ho. You know, I think either way you could have gotten that response, and I don't know that we've created any ill will. Okay. We'll find that out next month.
Well, let's move on then to Mount Branson, and it's a delight to see our friends from Mount Branson.
This is the Mount Branson townhomes. If you'll remember this, Mr. Vogel's here to renew a permit. This will be his third renewal. He's been diligent to keep the project renewed in scope. And if you'll remember back when we did this, he came through with two tall buildings. Mm-hmm. Mr. Vogel was turned down on that. We did instruct him. He did get with the staff, and we said, you know, this possibly would work. He came back with a project I think that we all really mm-hmm. thought was a good deal, and was very good to work with us about that and everything. He's here for his last and final extension.
So this would be his third renewal?
And yes, ma'am, it will be. And of course, you can ask him whatever you like, but like everybody, the economy's not made it advantageous for Mr. Vogel to start construction. We're going to have to kind of decide, you know, if he doesn't get to build it this year, you know, he'll need to come back before you again. So, but we'll get into that. So, Mr. Vogel.
Hello.
Yes, I guess I just asked for the renewal here, so I'd love to have a
okay,
renewal.
Has anything changed with the project at all?
No.
Okay, and you might, for some people who might not have been a part of this, review what it is, the number of units that you're talking about.
And by the way, it's been so long that I forgot. I had all that on my desk today, and I picked it up.
It's a test for you.
Yes, I think 54 rooms of that.
64.
64, yes.
These are buildings that are kind of terraced. Let me give you
I was. I had all this stuff on, you know, as I walked out.
I think there's two people here that didn't get to see this. One of the problems we had was the tall buildings there. Of course, it's up on Mount Branson. It takes up the whole block just on the other side of the Candlestick Inn. Mr. Preston, let's see if I've got another one here that I can give you.
By the way, there's a project in Kansas City that they were just starting as we came up with this concept. It actually ended up just off the plaza, kind of that same back into the hill. It ended up very nice. So it works. It's kind of that stair-stepped.
And what they've done is they've designed these where they step up, and you actually see it. Say it's a four-story building, but it steps up the hill so that each one of these structures has a view of the lake and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's something, like I say, he came back and worked with Kurt and everything on and came up with what we felt like was a pretty good project. I believe when the board viewed this, they were pretty much unanimous that this project fit in with what should be going on in that area there very well. So,
Do you have all the property purchased? Yeah.
It's in the same position it was when we came through before. We have most of it purchased, and a couple of the properties were just continue to be on option renewals. So, which is the neighbors have been good. That group of neighbors have been good to work with us.
I understand. That's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. The price of land has changed as well in that Sardine, so we have to deal with that one.
I remember this project with great fondness because it raised so many issues, including the value of land across the land.
Yes.
And I can also remember the eagerness with which the people came from whom you were going to purchase their mobile homes and mm-hmm. other properties. And that has not particularly happened yet. So I guess my question, and then the other thing that happened to this subsequent, I remember also that on the real estate market down the road on Mount Branson, several properties went together, pooled their properties, and had price tags of $1.6 million or something on them. And, you know, some really fascinating kind of dynamics were happening up on Mount Branson when the landing opened. My question is, with the economy as it is, how do you renegotiate real estate prices, or do you renegotiate real estate prices for the property that you're interested in?
Fortunately, right now we have the core property that we need. We have pretty much all of it except two pieces. So are we going to renegotiate? I don't see how you can't. I mean, you know, we haven't gotten to that position yet. We continue to renew, and if they say no, given market conditions, then we'll walk away. But as you expect, I mean, that made a great run on land, and rumors of value were a long way from the truth of what was really being paid. So
you had those three homes there, like you said, that did go together. They just were tired of people pestering them to buy their land, so they put up a sign, asked $1 million for each piece of property, and said, contact the real estate agent. Mm-hmm. Which pretty much when they did, shut everybody down.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And they got their piece.
Okay. So as of this date, nothing has changed on that property. So there has not been development, and we are not in the midstream of a development.
We now own some very expensive rentals that don't produce very much income. And that has not changed from 2007 to today. Yes.
I was just talking to Mr. Vogel about this, and if you drive through there, you can't tell that he owns it.
Right. That was one of my questions.
Nothing has been bulldozed or anything like that. It's just like it was.
Three houses on Taney Street, like Como, and then the ones off Como.
And I was telling him, too, to me that's preferable to a lot of the stuff that we got where they started and then ran out of money because of the system, and we're in a situation where there's no drainage, and it's turned into eyesore.
Because there were water runoff issues.
Yeah, there were.
And fair significance, I remember.
There were, and we started working on those, and that was, you know, that was summer of 2007, and you could sense that things aren't exactly right. We'll hold off. So we were fortunate, actually, in many ways. I don't know that we knew what was coming exactly, or we didn't know what was coming exactly, for sure. But we weren't as comfortable as we would have liked to have been with the project. So
you're still willing to address the water?
We're willing to address everything. I mean, it's...
So let me refresh the history again. This came to us, first of all, in the year... 2007. Then you have received two extensions. And so this is the third letter of extension, which means that a year from now, then, you're up for renewal again, and the question is whether or not you would go through the whole process again. Yes.
At that particular time, you would have the option to reevaluate the neighborhood to see if it's changed in such a way that it's no longer compatible or something like that, but he will need to come before you again, whether you need to hear the whole project or not or something. We'll have to make that decision.
Okay. Is there a motion to renew?
A motion to renew.
Is there a second?
Second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we issue a renewal permit to Mount Branson Townhomes. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Onward and upward.
All right.
Okay.
Great to see you all again.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can add it.
Yeah, so keep in touch, okay?
He's been one developer that has been a little more proactive than others, and they don't say, well, you didn't remind me. He'll call, so I appreciate that.
So back on the outlook for you, March 1 of 2011.
And they can't
okay, well, plus we want to come to the open house. Cause,
oh, you know, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Coxon, surprise us. Is there any old business?
Unless you have a question you'd like to ask about something, I just probably need to update you a little bit. We did meet a little bit today with the Tennessee County Commission concerning our code book and Aegis and everything like that, and the decision's been made to set up a series of meetings over in the next, it'll start in a couple weeks, but it'll about four meetings, about 2 hours per block, I think, to try and get something workable that we can use and put our hands around and everything like that.
Okay.
If you have some particular input, you know, we talked about zoning districts and everything like that, too many, too little, everything like that. Some of you had given me your papers back and things like that, but basically we've kind of boiled it down to say, too many, too little. Do you see something we need to add, or do you see something we need to take out?
And you're talking about the districts, the
yes,
zoning
ma'am.
Districts
that would
again.
Be
okay.
It. Otherwise, we're going to try to start putting something together. So.
Okay. And Commissioner Pennell, are you wanting to speak?
Oh, I would love.
Of course.
To follow up what Eddie said, we're planning four meetings, county commission meetings, as he was talking, and if Bonnie or somebody help me, we'll get those dates to you. So if you'd like to come, and I mean, of course, it'll be open meetings, and you've got input, we'd love that. Number two, in case you didn't know, Jim Bronner sent us a letter saying he was resigning, and Joyce Staples called Thursday or Friday. So we've got Oliver and Scott townships that we need replacements for. So if you guys know of anybody, think of anybody. Of course, they're not going to be your neighbors.
Okay, and Oliver specifically is South Branson,
Hollister.
Yeah, Hollister, okay. And then Scott is
Lakeshore Drive
area. Yeah.
Okay. Eddie could do that.
What's that?
That's his township.
Oh, would you like
she's
to?
She's saying, yeah.
Just... Okay.
No, that's probably not good.
Okay.
I'd rather do what I'm doing.
Would you?
Yeah, if you have to pick between the two.
Okay.
Is that something we've ever advertised for? My fear is with getting a quorum with two lesser members that we expedite this process. Is it something we could advertise in the paper for, see if there's any interest?
Well, actually, I don't know if I brought that up this morning or not. I meant to push that a little bit. Generally, the press is pretty nice if we'll ask them, you know, put a story out.
I think there was a general...
Did that come across?
A newspaper a few, 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Right.
But that was pretty confusing and pretty generic.
Yeah.
And now that you know precisely the areas that you're looking for representation from...
I'll touch base because the Branson... Well, both of them have weekend type of papers that they could maybe put a little story or plug in for us without us having to buy an ad.
I don't want to say Scott and Oliver townships unless you explain what they are.
Yeah.
It means nothing to most people.
Yeah. But we might say, you know, the area, Oscar, Lakeshore Drive or something. So.
But that might open up a pool of people, you know, who really are interested in that.
But I was thinking of it as Frank was thinking too. I was sitting back here and we just barely had a quorum, as one gentleman said. So.
Well,
anyhow, any help you've got there, that'd be great. So.
Okay. Maybe we need Don Ingram.
I'll just throw this out for, I don't know what kind of budget you guys got, but I'm on the Developmentally Disabled Board, and for several years now, whenever people come up for reappointment. I think we actually placed an ad in the League with a short thing saying that there are vacancies on the board. If anybody wants to participate, you know, please contact our director, and then they throw their name into the hat, and then word seems to sort of travel anyway. So, you know, I'm not saying just because we do it that way that your commission will. But in addition to the story in the paper, that might be helpful. I know
that Commissioner Pennell and I, I'm
a number of occasions have spoken to the Chamber of Commerce leadership group, and those are the young up-and-coming people, and for maybe 5 years now, you know, we've addressed them and told them to volunteer and get involved, and I think it's important that they know where and how they can, in fact, do that. So advertising is good.
These bald people are too, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. Spooky but true. Okay, Eddie, I would hate to break the world record without Sean here to view this.
Enjoy it.
His record is 21 minutes or something like that, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
We are adjourned, I believe. So next...
Real quick.
Next week you'll have...
May the something or other. Already. Okay, that was painless.